sovereign God. Help us, Father, to trust in you. We know your ways are right. No matter what it looks like, what circumstances we're going through, Lord, we still know that you are sovereign and in control. Lord, we ask that you would speak through Pastor Cloyd today as he comes up and he gives the word boldly, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would speak through him, that these ears that have been closed will open, that our eyes will open, and that our hearts will open to receive the mighty word of God. Lord, we'll give you all the praise and honor and glory, for you are an awesome God, our Creator. We love you this day. We praise you and we give you all that we have. We surrender to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. And I'm going to invite Pastor Cloyd and Sam to come on up.
God bless you, Judy. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. It's a blessing to be in the house one more time. I thank and praise God for this opportunity that he have given me one more time to stand before his peoples and declare his word. I thank and praise God for that opportunity. Another Saturday morning. Thank and praise God for Judy, Pastor, my brother Sam, to all of the cooks back there. And we just thank God for all the preachers. Brother Bill over there. Thank and praise God for him. You know, brothers and sisters, this is a great honor for me to come down here because we got some great speakers come down here every Saturday. And I just feel like it's a great honor for me because we got so many great speakers down here. Pastor Bill, anointed man of God, Reverend Sam. We just got so many good preachers. And God have put me before his peoples, a little old nappy-head country boy, to preach his word. I'm honored to do this. And God know I give him the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Father, okay, we just want to thank you one more time. Father, now I want you to stand up in Reverend Claude this Saturday morning and speak to me, Father, like you never spoke to me before. Father, let your word come out with that anointing, Father. Let somebody receive your word this morning, Father. Somebody is in some mess this morning. But Father, let them know that you is here to get them out of their mess. In the name of Jesus, let your word go forth this morning with power. Father, I'll be so careful of giving you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty, wonderful name. Praise God, praise God. Okay, I only got a half an hour. We got to obey people who owe us, so we only got a half an hour. I want to use some more scriptures, but I ain't going to have time to use all the scriptures that I wanted to use, but that's okay. Now, y'all getting ready to eat some good food. I have tasted a whole lot of good food in my life. Now, ice cream and apple pie. Now, I can eat that, the ice cream by itself because ice cream by itself is good. But if I put some ice cream on top of that apple pie, it make it even better. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Ice cream and pie. It's good. But I found out in the Word of God even better in that ice cream and pie. Oh, in Psalms, the 34th chapter of Psalms, and if you go on down to the 8th verse, the Bible says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I got a good taste of the Lord a little over 20 years ago, when I got in the Word of God. I was behind the prison walls. And when I got into the Word of God and I got the taste in the Word of God, I said, "Lord, have mercy. I never tasted nothing this good." God give them somebody to taste His word this morning. And if you open up your heart and let the word get in there, you'll never be the same no more. You'll never be the same no more. God wants somebody to get that word in your heart. And when you walk out of them doors this morning, I know some of y'all come in messed up. I used to do the, hey, I was right here with y'all 20 years ago. I know how it is. I lived this life. That's the reason why I can preach about it so hard. Because I lived it. Devil kept me away from the word of God for 47 years. He didn't want me to know what God had in store for me, just like he don't want y'all to know what God got in store for you. But I'm telling you, when you give your life to the Lord, that's the best thing could ever happen to anybody. When you repent and give your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. I can preach about this thing, brother, because I lived this life. I lived it. I know how it is to be on the streets, nowhere to go, hungering. Seemed like nobody loved you. But I thank God that He showed me His power. I thank God when He brought me from behind them prison walls, brothers and sisters. When He got through working with me behind them walls, He said, I'm going to show you something. I never left you. I've always been right there with you. When you was shacking up with that woman, I was right there looking at you. When you was drinking that wine and all that beer, I was right there looking at you, but I still love you. I still love you. I never left you. Oh, I know God is talking to somebody. We're going to talk about something this morning stinks to God. Yeah, we're going to talk about something it really stinks to God. The Bible says it stinks to His nostrils. If a skunk come in here right now, I think we'd be knocking over one another trying to get out of here. We don't want to smell that scent. Sin stinks to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, preacher, go to Romans 6, 1 and 2. We're going to get on out of here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank God for Reverend Sam. He's been traveling with me a little over 3 years. And I love the brother. Love him, mighty man of God. Jesus. Read it slow, Pastor Sam.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin?
Shall we continue in sin?
That grace may abound.
That grace may abound.
God forbid.
God forbid.
How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death?
Sin will keep you separated from God.
Yes.
When God went to the cross, He took care of sin on the cross. He took care of sin on the cross.
Uh-huh.
The only thing we got to do now, brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. is come to God and repent. Say, God, I'm sorry.
Yes, Lord.
I want to give my life to you.
Uh-huh.
I want to live for you.
Uh-huh.
I want my blessings.
Yes.
God got many blessings in His storehouse just for you, you, and you, and you. I can't receive it.
Mm.
Pastor Bill can't receive it.
Yes.
Reverend Sam can't receive it.
Yes.
Judas Steve can't receive it. Them blessings is just for you with your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
You holding up your own blessing, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm talking about. I lived this
Amen.
Life, so I can preach on it because I lived it. When I
give
my life to God behind them prison walls, brothers, He's done just what the Word said He would do. He opened up the windows of heaven, and He have poured out blessings. I mean, He have opened up the wound and He have poured out blessing on me and my family. I have to give some of the blessing away. I ain't got room enough to receive it. What you saying,
Amen.
Preacher? I'm saying, God, the Bible says He ain't no respecter for person. What He done for me, He do the same thing for you.
Amen.
Because He loves us all.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Shall we continue in sin? God forbid. He hates sin, but he still loves us. He still loves us. In all our mess, he still loves us. And I know some of y'all is in some mess this morning, just like I was. I was in a lot of mess, brothers and sisters, but he brought me out of all of them. Brought me out of all my mess. Cleaned me up, washed me in his blood. Gave me Acts 1:8. Gave me power from on high. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have to sin against God no more.
Yes, Lord.
When you got the Holy Ghost, God's people don't practice sin. Mm-hmm. Say this again. I said God's people don't practice sin. Mm-hmm. Or if you think Satan ain't waiting on you, don't you leave this world without Jesus Christ in your life. Because he's waiting on you.
Have mercy.
He know if he can keep you in your sin long enough, he got you.
Have mercy, Lord.
He know that. If I just can keep them in their sin long enough, I got them. It ain't a minute sin to take you to hell. Not the minute. Just keep practicing that one. Why it's drinking, smoking, doping, shacking up. Just keep practicing that one. It'll take you straight to hell. And I know a lot of preachers don't preach on hell. But God wants us to know where your sin will take you. Your sin will take you straight to hell. Not for a week, not for a month, not for a year, for eternity. Hallelujah. Talking about sin this morning.
Hallelujah.
God want to clean somebody up, Lord. This morning. He want to fix you up.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Shall we continue in sin? God forbid. Hallelujah. Okay, preacher. Give me Romans 6:23. We winding it down now. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. God is talking to somebody this morning. You better listen. The Bible said, heart, not your heart. Mm-hmm. And I know God is knocking on the door of somebody's heart. He want to bless you this morning. He want to bless somebody this morning if you let him. I got everything. This, the world is mine. I created it. Everything here is mine. So why wouldn't you want to serve a God like that?
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I went and picked up me a new truck Thursday. A new truck. I said, God, I need a truck for my business. No downtime. Right out the car into the new truck. Preacher, what is you saying? I'm saying God want to do the same thing for you, brothers and sisters. If you're getting right with him this morning. Ain't you tired? Ain't you tired of this kind of life? I know I was. I was sick and tired of this life. And God done something about it because I asked him. I said, God, help me. Get me out of this mess. I'm tired of living like this. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Romans 6:23, preacher.
For the wages of sin is death.
For the wages of sin is death. Now, we all know what death is, don't we? Don't we? Okay, y'all might as well talk back to me because, I know y'all ready to eat, but I'm going to give you some spiritual food first. That's what you need. We all need some spiritual, including the preacher.
Amen.
We all need that spiritual food.
Amen.
For the wages of sin is death. What is that, preacher?
Yes. But the gift of God is eternal life.
But the gift of God.
Through Christ Jesus,
our Lord. Is eternal life.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I tell you, brothers and sisters, I know God is knocking on somebody's heart this morning. God want to bless you. If you just give him a chance, God want to bless you. God want to bless you. Ain't you tired of walking around broke? I got tired of walking around broke. I got tired of walking around broke. I said, God, now you have told me in your word, the earth is yours, everything is in it. I said, now I don't want to be broke no more. And I want to ride good.
All them cars on the car lot, they's God. All that, they all His. And I'm a living witness that you live right. You can go there and pick out anything you want to pick out. It's yours. If you're living right. Hallelujah. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen, we're going to tell you where sin is going to take you. We're closing it down now. Pastor Steve, we're closing it down.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Pastor Steve, we're closing it down.
Yes, Lord.
We're going on down to the finish line.
Uh-huh.
We're going to let somebody know where your sin will take you. Some of y'all know, and some of y'all don't know. Those who don't know, the word of God going to tell you where your sin going to take you. And I'm a living testimony. You don't want to go there. 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 God showed me a vision about a couple months ago. Showed me a vision just like I'm looking at y'all. Showing me how people just falling in hell just like the rain fall from the sky. I'm looking at them. People just falling in hell, screaming and hollering as they falling in hell. Just like the rain falling from the sky. You don't want to go there, brothers and sisters.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
You don't want to go there. And I know a lot of preachers, they ain't preaching no hell today, brother.
Amen.
We is concerned about your soul.
Amen.
The Bible said those who win souls is wise. That's what we concerned about. We don't get paid for this. We don't get paid for this.
Yes, Lord.
We concerned about your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Listen.
Yes, Lord.
I have stood before thousands and thousands and thousands of people and preached this message. So the numbers, listen, I ain't hooked up on the numbers. Because I preach just as hard as the one I would 2,000. Because it's about your soul. I had a soul, brother. I had a praying wife.
Yes, Lord.
29 years she stayed on her knees praying for me. She knew that I wasn't no good, shacking up, drinking. Fighting. She knew that wasn't no good, but she stayed on her knees for 29 long years. Praying for me. But God let my wife live to see me get out of prison. And He let my wife know, listen, all that prayer that you prayed for your husband wasn't in vain. 29 years she prayed for me.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
And when I got home from prison,
have mercy.
My wife was sick. She was ready to leave me. But God let her know. Let her know that when He brought me out of prison, He let her look at me. Now, this is what I brought back to you. I brought a new man back to you. All your prayer wasn't in vain. A new creature in Christ Jesus. Going all over preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
What you saying, preacher? I'm saying to your brothers and sisters, don't give up on your loved ones.
Yes.
Keep praying for them. Please don't give up on them. Because God loves them all. He loves us all. Because He died for all of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. 48 long years. God let me stay with my wife. 48 long years. He came and got her. A little over 3 years ago. I thought I wasn't going to make it. I told God, I said, God, you might as well go ahead and take me too. But God told me, He said, I ain't do what you did. I got to wait for you to do, boy. I took her, I couldn't see my wife suffer no more. I just couldn't see her suffer no more. So God came and got her. He said, I ain't through with you yet. I got a work for you to do. Okay, preacher. Luke 16:19. We closing it out, Judas. We closing it out. Luke 16:19. Now, this is where your sin will take you, and God don't want you to go there. Read it, preacher. Luke 16:19.
Luke 16, 19.
There was a certain rich man.
There was a certain rich man.
Which was clothed in purple.
Clothed
in
purple.
Fine linen. And fared sumptuously every day.
Uh-huh.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
Uh-huh.
Which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Hold right there. Now listen, we're hurrying up on this because...
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Judah had told me, well, I have an hour. See, when people's in, and when people's over you, we got to learn how to obey them. We got to learn how to obey people who is over us. So we're going to sort of race through this. But I know somebody's going to get something out of this word here this morning. Because God already let me know he's knocking on somebody's heart. Why you come up for prayer or not?
I know he's
knocking on your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, preacher.
And it came to pass.
Came to pass.
That the beggar died. And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Uh-huh.
And the rich man also died and was buried.
Uh-huh.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes.
Hold it right there, preachers. The Bible says the angels came and got Lazarus. All his trouble was over with. One day, brother, all your trouble is going to be over with. My trouble. One day, it's going to be over with. The angels came and got him and took him up into the bosom of Abraham.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But when the rich man died, what did the Bible say, Pastor, when he died? He lifted his eyes up in hell. Can you imagine falling in hell? With your eyes wide open, brothers and sisters. Looking at that devil and all his imps. Not for a week, not for a month, not for a year, for eternity. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there.
Have mercy.
Don't go to sleep on the word of God, brothers and sisters. I know God is talking to somebody. Because he loves you. Just imagine you in hell. Being tormented. 24/7 you being tormented. Have your tooth ever hurt? Just say that tooth start to hurt and never stop. That would be torment. That would be torment. Tooth just never stop hurting. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. Oh, my God, my God. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to go there. Go ahead, preacher, finish it up.
And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Now you want mercy. Don't you know God is having mercy on some of y'all right now, brothers and sisters?
Uh-huh.
Why you know it or not, God is having mercy on some of y'all right now.
Uh-huh.
You ain't in hell yet.
Yes, Lord.
He love you. He love us. He love us. God love us. They'd give me 15 years behind the walls. And when I got right with God, God said, I'm going to open them prison doors for you, son, because I got a work for you to do on outside them walls. They ain't want to let me go, but I had talked to the master. I said, God, you get me out. I serve you for the rest of my life. It came from the heart. Took 13 months and 2 weeks from 15 years, opened the prison doors, and I stepped out of prison as a new creature in Christ Jesus. Going all over preaching the gospel. That's what God want to do for y'all. If you get right with it, if you get right with him this morning, he will do the same thing for y'all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Because we can stand on his word. He said he ain't no respect of a person.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Finish it up, preacher.
And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
Now the man's tongue was so hot, you know when you thirsty, your lips start cracking and your mouth get dry. When you get thirsty. But he couldn't, he just won't let her come and just dip the tip of his finger in water. The man's tongue was burning up. Too late for him, but it ain't too late for y'all. It's too late for the rich man, but it ain't too late for y'all. Go ahead, preacher. Wind it up. I'm closing now, Judy.
And cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Tormented? Don't you know what it is to be tormented?
Hallelujah.
Tormented in this flame. Just think, brother, you and you just in fire, ripping and running. No relief. That's for eternity. Burn it up. Keep on up. That's where your sin will take you. I know some of y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy, but I ain't crazy. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I take that back. I'm crazy. I'm crazy over Jesus Christ. I went stone crazy over Jesus. I was on TBN one time. I was preaching so hard, Pastor Bill. And I'm standing for thousands and thousands of people. I was preaching so hard, my upper plate fell off. I picked them up, put them in my pocket, kept on preaching. Everybody started just busting, just started. I said, I don't care about y'all laughing at me. Laugh. When you under that anointing, when you under that anointing, you really ain't aware of what's going on around you when you're under that anointing. Go ahead, preacher. Finish it up.
But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thou good things. And likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed.
Sin will keep you separated from God. Sin will keep you separated from God. Go ahead, preacher.
So that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can you pass to us. That without come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets.
And the prophets.
Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, for if one went unto him from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm through, Judas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Sam.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm winding it up. I'm going to close the book. Hallelujah. But let me leave you with this. This is my favorite verse. My favorite scripture right here. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. In the 17th verse. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things that pass away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm so glad I don't have to shack up no more. I'm so glad I don't have to drink no more. I'm so glad I don't have to smoke no more. I'm so glad I don't have to fight no more. I'm so glad I ain't got that hate in me, because I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Thank God bless you. Let's give God a hand for his word. Can we give God a hand for his word? Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.